This is a special ARM podcast as we speak with session presenters and keynote speakers direct from the show floor at the Music City Center in Nashville for ARM. I'm Bill Klaproth. With me is Vicki Lyle, Vice President, Industry Association at Owens & Minor. Her session, The Life of a Recall. Vicki, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you being here. So let me ask you this. First off, when it comes to recall, what is most important to know?
The most important thing is to remove the product from the supply chain so that we take care of the patients and the patients are safe. So as quickly as possible, understanding that a product's on recall and getting that communication throughout the supply chain and removing the product from the supply chain so that it will never be used on a patient.
Right. So what barriers do you face in getting that product removed? What is the big roadblock that you generally encounter?
Well, there's a lot of time between the time that a recall is identified and then getting that communication out to the public, out to the distributor, and then on to the hospital. And the way that the product is communicated comes in lots of different formats. The manufacturers working with the FDA, and that takes a lot of time. The communication comes out different ways from different manufacturers depending on the types of the recall. And a distributor might get the communication directly from the manufacturer. Sometimes they get it from the hospital even before the distributor gets it, and then we're contacting the manufacturer to find out more about it. But it's really key that the communication becomes streamlined, and I think one of the ways that we can do that is by using a UDI, using more standards, and automating that process.
Yeah, that really is important. So how do we go about automating that process? What are the steps? What are the things that need to happen to make this communication pipeline quicker and faster and more reliable?
Well, I work on the UDI learning community with ARM, and it's a group of manufacturers, distributors, providers, and what we've been talking about as a group is utilizing the UDI, the Unique Device Indicator. And including that in the recall helps to identify that we're all talking the same language, that the lot, the serial number specific to that product, and to use that to help automate systems in the supply chain.
Okay, got it. So someone that is going to your session is going to be able to recognize how UDI standards can streamline the recall process. Can you talk about that a little bit for somebody that's not attending, has an idea of what that is?
Yeah, so what we're going to talk about is, as the learning UDI community talked about improving the recall process, we identified the challenges of a recall throughout the process of a recall, including even bringing the product back in. Then we talked about the opportunities, and one of the ways that we've all are hoping to improve the process in the future is having a centralized database of the recalls, including the standards and the UDI, that would allow us to have a more easier way to capture the UDI or capture the recall information for all of the downstream systems.
Right. And is it important for someone to get involved in the community, the LUC learning community? That would help too, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that helps a lot, because the more input we have from manufacturers, distributors, the FDA, the providers, it all helps us to come together and create a better answer. When we're all providing input into how we all operate, it helps us to create a opportunity for us to improve the future of supply chain.
That makes sense. Well, Vicki, thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just encourage you to get involved with the ARM Learning UDI community and to let your voice be heard about, you know, how we can improve standards across the industry, because if everyone doesn't use the standards, then, you know, it just creates more, everyone is kind of doing their own thing.
Kind of makes the problem a little bit worse, where you're talking about trying to clean up those communication channels. It kind of mucks them up a little bit, right?
Right, right.
Absolutely. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Vicki Lyle. And for more education like this, please go to the ARM Knowledge Center at arm.org/knowledge-center. Thanks for listening.